This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So you join a new company, you are all excited, and then at some point in your first couple of weeks, you have to do new employee orientation. With apologies to all of my colleagues working in human resources, it is rarely the most exciting set of lectures. Am I right? That is why an article in the New York Times today caught our eye about how they do things at Apple. It's something called Apple University. Brian Chen wrote the piece. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
I have to say, this article almost makes corporate indoctrination at Apple sound fun and interesting.
You know, the people I talk to say it's like fancy business school. They're really impressed with this course. I mean, it's called Apple University, and it's an internal training program started by Steve Jobs. And yeah, they're super fascinated by it. They're usually pretty pumped to take these classes.
The example, the key example you give in this article is the, I guess, reductiveness of Apple design, right? They use the bull drawing by Picasso, a very famous set of drawings by Picasso, where he gets a sketch of a bull down to like four lines or something. And then the comparison is made between that and the Apple mouse, which now comes almost buttonless, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was a course I heard about. It was really, really interesting. It was called Communicating at Apple. Hmm. They like to start out with an idea and whittle it down as much as possible until it speaks just clearly enough for the consumer or whoever is receiving the message to understand how to use the product or what the message is exactly. So they do this also in their product marketing and their commercials. It's just a general way that they try to teach employees to think about communicating.
You know, for all the credit that Apple and Jobs get and got for being iconoclasts and doing things their own way, they go out and they hire a business professor from the Yale School of Management. You don't get much more mainstream than that, right? This guy who set up Apple University.
Right. This training program is a lot more extensive than pretty much every other corporate training program I've heard of. Other companies have training programs too. Like, say, for example, Facebook will train the engineers on the coding for programming, that is. Hmm. And I just haven't heard of something this extensive where they hire somebody like Joel, who's one of the star people from Yale.
Joel Padolny, the guy who did this, yeah.
Yeah. And then he hires an entire faculty of prestigious professors from places like Stanford, Berkeley, MIT, and so on. Overall, it's much more extensive than I've seen from other companies.
Of course, there's a case to be made that we all ought to just get over ourselves and stop, you know, covering every nano thing that Apple ever does, right?
True. I mean, I thought I really enjoyed doing this story because, you know, it gets kind of tiresome. Like, I've been writing about Apple for at least 7 years. Oof. And each time, you know, whenever there's a big, quote unquote, scoop coming in about Apple, it's about, oh, the new iPhone has a faster processor or it has a bigger screen. And to me, it's like, no, duh, of course it's going to. This is a company that is trying to continue to evolve as it gets bigger. And it tells us something really fascinating about how much of an effort it is to preserve its legacy as, you know, the biggest tech company in the world right now. So it was really fun to do.
Brian Chen at the New York Times. Brian, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.